History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another $1,000 coming your way just for you at 8:15 this morning. And don't forget, we kick it off at 10 as well. Commercial-free Monday, so if you're slacking a little bit on this Monday morning, I feel like that will put a smile on your face. That'll get you going.
Absolutely. 312-946-4995. So you always hear the traffic done by Jill Urchek. So good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
We'll turn your microphone on.
Yeah, I'll turn your microphone on.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
All right. So
that helps.
That helps. So the one thing we have in common, though, is that we both have small kids.
Right.
So my son is 4 years old. How old is DJ?
He will be 4 in September.
Okay.
You got, like, best friends, Tristan and DJ. Should be hanging out.
Picking
up the ladies.
They need to meet. They need to meet. So,
they
do. But we have a difference, though. Tristan sleeps through the night very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not bragging here, but he does. You have a different situation at home.
DJ has slept through the night since he was 6 weeks until a week ago.
Uh-oh.
Now he's getting up around 3-ish, doesn't go back to bed. For me, I don't care. I come to work. But my poor husband, screaming for my husband, "I want daddy, I want daddy," pounding on the door like a maniac.
Man. Wow.
When my husband's like, "I'm here, go back to bed," won't stop.
Is he having a bad dream? Is he scared?
He doesn't seem out of it. Any excuse he can get us back in the room. "I have to pee. I need a Kleenex. I want water." He's smart. He figured out, we go in there. And it's so bad, you can't ignore it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's a night terror. We don't know how to get him back to bed. We're all walking zombies.
Yeah.
So is he going to bed like earlier than before?
Nothing
same
has
time
changed,
and everything?
Same routine. Nothing has changed at all.
Maybe like a nightlight maybe would help
Nightlight's
him?
Nightlight's in there.
Really?
We put the hallway light on, we leave the door open so he's not scared.
Maybe put US 99 on while he's sleeping.
That's the one thing I didn't do.
312-946-4995. We need some advice. How do you get your toddler to not wake up at 3 in the morning? Now, I want to ask you a question because, in my house is different. I'm a single parent, but with you and are you a little jealous that he's screaming for your husband and not for you?
A little ticked off, maybe.
A little ticked off.
I really am. I'll be honest with you.
It's at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're a little upset about it?
At that point, I'm kind of like, dude, he doesn't want me.
Right.
He wants you. But it is kind of like, hey, I'm the one with you all day.
Mm-hmm. Right. I can imagine
it
being
kind of hurtful. I have to get over myself.
All right,
I'm not gonna lie.
The US 99 listeners, they're going to help you
now,
Jill. 312-946-4995. Give us a call.
Let your voice be heard. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
Hey. A few minutes away, we're going to be doing it again. $1,000 coming in your pocket. We call it 12K a day on the 15s, 8:15. But good morning, it's US 99 and Styles and Roman. And our traffic girl, Jill, she's having a problem. DJ, her son, 4 years old, he's waking up at like 3 o'clock in the morning for the past week, every single night.
Screaming hysterically. Now, my son is 4 years old as well. He's Tristan. And he slept through the night his entire life, really, except one time at like 1:30 in the morning. He woke up screaming bloody murder. And I woke up, I was panicked, right? Because you're in a deep sleep. And what's happening? And I bumped into the door. I mean, I was like freaking out. But I can't imagine that happening every single night. Like our poor girl, Jill Urchek. 312-946-4995. Give her some advice. Angela from Frankfurt, what do you got?
My daughter used to do that. She's 7, actually. And it was just a year or two ago that she was doing this every single night. So what I did was I went to counseling. I talked to a counselor about it.
She's like, I sold my baby. I just got rid of my baby. I sold my daughter.
You can't do that.
Not good.
No, because it was really bad. So they said, one, either ignore it, or two, what I did was they told me to lay in bed with them, and it calms it down. And I did that with her, and now she's totally fine.
But you have to do that every single night with her?
Yeah, how long?
Every time she did it, I put her back in bed, and I calmed her down. I told her everything was okay, and I laid in bed with her, and she fell asleep, and it was totally fine.
She didn't wake up when you moved, because you know how they have that instinct? They know when you get up.
Yeah, she does do that, but no, it worked for her, and she's been fine.
Okay, good. I'll have my husband do it, since he doesn't want me.
Hey,
but
yeah,
thank you for the advice.
DJ's calling for your husband, so hey, man, it's all you, buddy.
Definitely try it.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Don't forget that $1,000. We want to give it to you 8:15 this morning. But our traffic girl, Jill, she has a little bit of a dilemma. Her 4-year-old son, DJ, keeps on waking up. And this would upset me
every single morning now at 3 a.m.
screaming for her husband. So we need some advice. 312-946-4995. Good morning to Liz from LaGrange. Help us out.
Well, my four-year-old, when he was having a hard time and waking up in the middle of the night, I told him that when mommy has a hard time sleeping, mommy needs to take some deep breaths. So I modeled that with him, and we breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth. We do that about 10 times, and he's out like a light.
You know what's funny is that actually when my son gets a little hysterical during the day for whatever reason, I do the same thing. All right, buddy, hey, calm down. We got to breathe in, breathe out. And really, that does work during the day for me.
They listen, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Liz, here's what we're going to need you to do. At 3 a.m. tomorrow morning, we're going to need you to go over to Jill's house.
Yeah, I'll make you coffee.
And when DJ wakes up, you do the breathing techniques with him.
I got you, Jill. I got you.
I still. So here's the situation. Our traffic girl, Jill Urchek, she has a four-year-old son. His name is DJ. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. And he's not sleeping past 3 o'clock. He's always getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Screaming.
Won't go back to bed screaming for his dad to come get him.
Here's a little bit of an opposite situation. When my son wakes up from his naps during the day, he comes and cuddles with me. And I always ask him, like, hey, buddy, you know, did you have good dreams? He's like, yeah. I go, oh, so like a couple days ago, I was like, what'd you dream about? I'm just curious, you know. And he says, horses and strawberries.
Like,
wouldn't life be so much better if we can go back to 4 years old when your dreams consist of horses and strawberries?
I love that dream. I hope I have a dream like that. So we've been asking the US 99 listener to call us up at 312-946-4995 to give Jill some advice. And we've gotten great advice. One of the people called in and said to sell their son. So Jill's thinking about that.
Another one called in. You said that, actually. Yeah,
another one actually called in with some breathing techniques. I think that one may work. You know, when your son wakes up or your daughter and you, all right, relax. You know, I mean, you go into that deep, like, consoling voice.
Yeah, like Zen. Like, right. Zen daddy, Zen mommy.
You just need to breathe a little
bit. Somebody recommended an alarm clock that actually we do have in my house where it's red when he's got to stay in bed the entire time. When it's green in the morning, when it's the time, like 7 o'clock, he can get up and run about. So Debbie from Naperville, good morning. Give us your advice.
Well, my son did that when he was about 3 and 4, and we found out he was going through growing pains.
Oh.
Not the TV show, but actual growing pains.
Yeah, actual, because he has long legs, so his knees and legs were hurting because he was starting to grow, and we would just give him a children's Tylenol and sit with him for a few minutes till he fall asleep, and eventually he wore out of it when he was through the growing pain phase. But yeah, that's what it was.
Maybe they needed Mr. Seaver to come in there if he was having growing pains.
You know, speaking of growing pains, do you remember Mike Seaver's best friend's name?
Can I say this on the radio?
I don't think you can, but remember what it was? Like, how horrible. Prime time, his best friend's name was...
Oh, no, that was really
that was his name.
Yeah,
we're not making that up.
Debbie, have you ever met anybody with that name?
As a nickname, yes.
US 99.
Hey, I'm thinking.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.